It's the O&A show. I think we're going to attempt to sync up with the Don and Mike show.
Yes.
They're live in New York right now for their affiliates, Anthony.
Yeah.
And then their show will be broadcast here on NEW right after us at 7 o'clock.
And we do, in fact, feel
broadcasting live from New York, New York.
Ah, we're syncing up. Look
at this. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yes, we are. Hey. Our O&A on line 5.
Yes, yes.
Let me go to him now. All right. Our guys across the hall, Opie and Anthony, are on the line 5.
Let's say hello. Hello, boys.
Hey, John and Mike.
Hi, dudes.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't understand that we have to call Washington to talk to you guys 10 feet away.
I don't, now that they have the curtain down between the studios,
right.
I can actually see you. And I don't know why you have to call D.C. either.
Yeah, well, you think we'll get brave someday where we could all broadcast from the same studio?
Any day.
Like, any, a break, yeah.
Any day, guys.
Now, we heard you talking about the ratings earlier.
Oh, we suck.
Yeah,
now we know that we have to get clear on this. We were getting some calls because we know you were saying, call Don and Mike. You're telling your listeners, you know, congratulate them on the ratings.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I mean,
what
that
we congratulated about? We have a freaking 1.1 share.
Well, that was very nice that you guys were doing that. But meanwhile, you know, and we know you were doing that just to be nice. But meanwhile, we were, you know, pleading, pouring our hearts out to the people of New York, saying, you know, we can't suck enough in these ratings.
We were actually telling people to be supportive.
There you go.
Because we understand what it's like. You got to understand something. You guys have been in radio for long enough to know, especially at a station, a crap heap like WNEW.
It is.
where you get absolutely no support.
Mm-hmm.
It took so long for us to even make any headway that we would have last place parties after every book. We're suggesting you guys have a last place party. You got to get the cake, the noisemaker.
Very good.
Everything. It's awful. And you get no support here.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks.
Well, did you read the memo from the gerbil? It's a memo that says, congratulations, Opie and Anthony slaying the world, Leslie Gold does great, wrote that the freaking morning guys did great, then he writes, nice is a project.
Yes. Nice will be coming on soon.
Yeah,
very good. Well, we appreciate the support from you guys.
Thank you, guys.
And we were just over here, you know, kind of telling it like it is. And we're confident we're going to do well in New York City.
I'm sure. I mean, like I was saying, I listen every night, and I love it. It's a fun show to listen to.
Thank you.
For the love of God.
Yeah. We appreciate the lead-in. What sucks...
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe we could give you a better lead-in, and maybe that'll help
you guys
out.
Listen, you give us like an 8-share, we turn it into a 1-share. You know? I mean, I'm a realist about it. You're giving us a diamond, and we are turning it into a piece of crap.
So we were there, you know, the whole thing started when we were confused, because we're getting calls from listeners to Opie and Anthony that are saying, hey, congratulations, guys. And we're like, congratulations for what?
We'd already announced it.
Two words to the ratings there. Secret.
Mm-hmm.
To get ratings for you guys, Pete Johnson.
More
engineer Pete Johnson.
Absolutely. All right, thank you guys.
All right, there they go.
No problem.
Bye bye. Opie and Anthony.
You know what? Probably our only freaking friends in the radio business.
I agree.
Opie and Anthony.
They're good guys.
Yeah. We got to form an alliance with them like they did on Survivor.
You know, that's
where someday we can all talk about. Hey, can you guys say his name yet?
Howard. Yeah.
Howard.
Howard Stern?
Yeah, Howard Stern.
Howard.
There we go. Get me a sea breeze, Robin.
Well, you know, why is the guy so uptight about other disc jockeys saying his name?
Well, I invented breathing, and now everyone is doing... Yeah, I see people every day with the inhale-exhale thing, Robin.
Oh, they're going to love this. They're doing cartwheels right now in management.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
That's good. Goodbye, boys.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, 7 o'clock right after our show here on WNEW.
I believe we're voting them off the island next.
No, stop. You're terrible. Man,
voting them off the island.
No, it's just long pain in the ass journey to any success at WNEW.
Yeah,
it really is. Horrid.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was.
That was a lot of fun.
We do like those guys.
Yeah, they're fun, man.
Guys, they're so much better than lick ass.
Oh, remember that.
Well, there's going to be some fun in a couple of weeks. Let's just say that.
Yeah, we got an announcement Monday.
You're going to love this, people.
Yeah, well,
are we taking some people with us?
Yeah, we're going to have all the details Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
It's not syndication.
No, it's a little road trip. Just say a little road trip. We're going to take a few listeners with us.
Yeah, we could be bumping into some enemies.
Some people, and Psycho Mark will be in rare form.
Yes.
Let's just say that.
Yes.
We are putting his assets to work.
Yes.
Gag, gag, gag.